So this clock was converted in the 18th century to the long pendulum. Mm. It has this rope drive for the weight. When I first came here to do these clocks, I came and looked at this clock. It was the first one, and it was Hugh Sackville-West who showed it to me, and he was actually quite proud of the fact that he'd changed this. He'd put a hook in here and a hook up there, and he had arranged this with another pulley, which went up to a pulley on that hook, another rope down here, which had the weight on it, and on the principle that you get much greater drop if you had the weight starting at the top.
Oh, gosh.
But it didn't work. Mm. And what he had forgotten was that by doing that, you double up the friction losses, and you need to weight probably three times that to do it. Mm. You'd then increase the friction dramatically on everywhere because of the load of that heavy weight, and you'd never be able to drive it with a rope. You'd need a proper drive chain or something. So I'm awfully sorry you consulted anyone
to do that.
No. Well, they had free run. They didn't. The trust were more or less just an overseer at that time. Mm. It was Hugh had the run of the place and do what he liked.
Were you suitably horrified?
Well, I was slightly surprised. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take it all apart because it won't work. Mm.